But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
Window World, a new low interest rate financing program for homeowners looking to improve energy efficiency. If you live in St. Louis County, you can save big with Window World Windows. Call the original $189 window guys. Window World, they'll walk you through the process. You can start saving right now. 314-993-1800. Call for a free in-home estimate. 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldst.louis.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The eggs over easy in my crispy bacon.
Yeah.
So get loose and up.
See, he wasn't a very nice guy in Carol O'Connor.
In real life?
Yeah,
I can see that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window guys. As the late, great Steve Mizzarani used to say, don't be confused. Don't be confused. And you don't want to be confused just because you see a price on a window of $189. It could be those other guys, the wannabes, the imitators, the lesser company. You want Window World? We'll talk.
Hey!
After we do this, and let's tell you who it is that makes this show possible. It starts with a control board, and someone has to operate that control board. That would be Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current advisor, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason.
Try this. Take it from me.
Take it from me.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Your phone number and more. Go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You know what you never should do is don't ever resort to that and tell them Peon sent you.
Oh,
don't
no.
you hate that
yes,
when
I
you
do.
Hear people do that? Be sure to tell them Peon sent you. It's okay to tell them your name of the Peon, but don't do that.
Right.
I'm glad
exactly.
you didn't do that. Tina Dalpiez is here. Tomorrow is the Wood Report. I'm excited already. You should be, too. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Dan, just back from Lake of the Ozarks. Headed out this morning.
Yep.
And what did it take you, about 2:45?
Yeah, about 3 hours total.
Okay.
Left about 9:30, got in about, what, 12:30?
I didn't really need the exact times.
9:35.
Didn't need to get that specific.
Okay.
They tell us that you went home, washed your face.
15 seconds.
Took a shower. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, and he is... Said told me he's negotiating with Tina and Dan and their band about security because they're getting that pop.
Wow.
Yep.
Where they may need security now. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Oh, you did?
Huh. What did you do?
Red Boy said he hired Hebe and he could be glad to give him a recommendation. He guards your what vault?
Cheese.
His cheese vault.
Hey!
He has a cheese vault. He actually
oh,
does.
I bet he does.
Give it up if you would, if you love polka, and who doesn't? Give it up for Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, last Friday when you were on assignment, we
yes.
called the lunch lady and she talked about a bunch of weird stuff but never gave any kind of menu.
No.
She's losing it.
She was talking about Hattie Mae and what did she say?
She said P-E-N-I-S, colada.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No, she did.
Oh, she's starting to get dirty.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. I don't go for that. Thanks for spelling it, because I don't go for that. I was going to say something, and I forgot what it was. I hate that. I hate it when that happens. It was this Hebe and the band
Security.
And Dan. Nope, I lost
don't say
it. I absolutely,
Beyonce sent you? Or?
No, I absolutely lost it. It left me. It'll come back. We're brought to you by, Bill's not going to join us, is he, right?
No, he's not.
If he had, he would have been brought to you by Laclede Cab. You need to know that. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. The Playhouse is brought to you by Window World. There are very few windows that are manufactured in the United States that have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. They apply for it, and they get denied because not every window lives up to the claims that the companies make. And so the Good Housekeeping people say, I'm sorry, we can't give you our Seal of Approval. They're like your strictest teacher that you ever had, the hardest teacher to get an A from. Did you ever have one of those teachers at the beginning of the year got up and says, well, I want you to know right now, no one gets an A. Did you ever have one of those
Nobody's
jerks?
Nobody's ever gotten a...
What a jerk of a teacher.
Yeah.
I think everybody has
like,
had
well,
that.
Why would I even try?
Has had that teacher.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the Good Housekeeping people, except they do give A's. They just don't give them very generously. The A is the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and Window World has it. But you don't get to keep it once you get it. You have to continue to qualify. So they keep retesting your product. Otherwise, it'd be very easy to make a quality product, get the Seal of Approval, and then back off on the quality. Oh, no, you can't do that. They'll catch you if you do that, and they'll yank the Good Housekeeping Seal away. They also have a hellacious lifetime warranty that covers everything, the labor, the parts, the glass breakage, the whole deal. It's a Window World window, for goodness sakes, the largest selling replacement window in the country. There's a reason for that. One is price, and two is quality. That's it. Two reasons. The price of the window and the quality of that window. The price you are paying for that kind of quality is beyond reasonable. $189 per window, no matter how many, how few, one window, doesn't matter. $189. You want to make sure you're getting that window? You go to windowworld.com. All right, we have a lot of stuff to go over here today. First of all, I'm going to tell you kind of a weird, creepy story. Because one of the things that you don't need to know. Not yet, Bruce. Oh. Not yet. You don't need to know this about my dad, and you may not even care. But I find that when people get old, especially in the case of my dad, who never said 20 words his whole life that I lived with him, he was so quiet, he was an introvert, and then he gets older, and my mother passes away, and then all of a sudden, he starts talking. It's kind of like somebody came out of a coma or something.
Well, it's that day you brought him in, you thought, when he was in town here, I'm not going to bring him to the radio station. I'll bring him in and he probably won't say two words.
He took over.
We couldn't get him to stop talking.
Oh, my goodness.
He took over.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he had his own fan club, seniors fan club. Remember that?
I'm the president.
That's right.
Can I interrupt my own show?
Oh, yeah.
With a bulletin?
Uh-oh.
I interrupt my own broadcast for this text bulletin from Martin what's his name?
Kilroy.
Coin. I just got a text from him. He says, Frank, congrats on the 15-year milestone. I hope I make it 15 weeks. Well, he's got a good, at least he has a realistic handle.
Yeah.
No, he does. He has a realistic handle on this business and how it works.
You got to start little stepping stones at a time. Just a little.
Yeah.
Little,
15 weeks, 15 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look that far ahead, Martin. What is he now? 15
days?
No.
I would say about
eight weeks or something.
A month or a month and a half.
Yeah,
okay, then
weeks.
Then he's not going to make it.
No,
he may be wrong. Okay, back to my story. So my dad starts talking, and it's like a guy that's a different guy. Like this can't be the same guy that was my dad who never said anything to me or anybody else. And he tells these stories, and he told me this story this weekend, and there was no reason for him to tell it. There was nothing that had happened that reminded him, that reminds me. He just started saying, he said, I told you about that dream at the house in Tennessee. And I said, yeah. And he said, it happened again. Start the creepy music. And this is the story. Before he left Tennessee and we moved him to San Diego, he had a dream And I remember he told me this, and he said in his dream there was a feather. It was like a foot and a half long feather, a black and white feather. And it was floating, and he was following the feather. And his dream ended with it landing in his driveway near his front door. He woke up, went out to get the paper, and there was a feather, exactly like the one in his dream, lying on his driveway.
Whoa.
Now, there's no bird in the area with a feather like this. There were no other feathers. It was one lone feather. Fast forward to this past week, 4th of July. He said, I had that dream again. And I said, what dream? He said, remember the feather? And I said, I sort of remember it. It was like 5 years ago. He said, it happened here.
No.
Check this out. He's at his little house in San Diego. He has the same dream, same feather. He walked out to get his mail, which is right at his front step, and there is that same kind of feather. Now, that is too creepy to even try to figure out. Certain things happen in your life. You cannot figure them out. Now, go figure. How could that? I said, did you look around to see if a bird got hit? He said, there was no other. Again, he said, just that feather. And it was mostly white with black. And it was like 18 inches long. Let me show you 18 inches here. Wow. That's a long feather.
Yes.
But isn't that creepy?
Yeah. I think it's someone from the other world.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to question it. It's too creepy to question. I don't know where I heard this. I was watching a documentary or something. And in it, they made this statement. And it really is true. It said the only difference between us, meaning human beings, and other animals, there's really only one difference. Now, it's not about your mind or ability to think, because who are we to say how animals think?
Right.
Isn't it just about taking a mate or something? Like
no. That? There's not a lot of difference in the way some animals take mates and the way we do. You dress up, try to look colorful and pretty, attract somebody. Here's the difference. The only real difference between us and all other animals is that we, unlike these other animals, can kill from a distance. Think about it.
Oh, yeah. They don't have any weapons.
No. Every other animal, they kill each other one-on-one. We can kill each other from 1,000 yards away. From miles away. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's pretty interesting.
Well, I bet a chimp or a gorilla could throw a big rock and hit another...
Oh, you're stretching that.
Well, that's a stretch. And those are the ones that are closest to us, but they know how to use some tools and things. I bet they could...
Fine, ruin it. Just ruin what I had. I had something really thought-provoking, and you ruined it. Way to go.
I thought I had heard that they were we're the only species that...
Then what?
What happened?
No, I don't even remember.
We're the only species that can't remember? Yeah, we're the only species that gets Alzheimer's? Is that what it was?
No, I thought it was something to do with being, like, just being with one person and not other, you know what I mean?
Oh, monogamous?
Yeah.
No other. That's not true, though, because there are other species where they do it once and they die. They mate for life or they mate and die.
Well, then I don't know.
Like swans, I think, mate for life. I know.
And by the way, we're not monogamous anyway. Most people aren't. So that's not really. Well, you sound really stupid.
I know. Wow. I feel pretty stupid. I can't remember what it was.
The guy who gave hope to guys everywhere who weren't handsome is dead. Ernest Borgnine, the least likely movie star. He and Steve Buscemi. You know that when they looked in the mirror. Every day they said, I can't believe I'm a movie star. But Ernest Borgnine was always, every time I ever saw him, whether it was interviewed or at an award show, or he was the happiest looking guy. And you know why? Did you see that wife, that last wife, Tova?
Oh, no.
Was that smoking
hot. Wife number five was a smoking hot babe. And I think they were married 34 years.
Ernest, he said, married to her longer than his other four marriages combined.
All combined. All the other four marriages combined, he was married to Tova longer. He died at 95.
Ethel Merman was 38 days or something?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Ethel Merman?
Yeah, well, that voice would drive you crazy.
Yeah.
But that
There's
was the
no man. Okay, I want a divorce.
But that
I'm
was kind of the
earnest. I'm home.
The plot of the movie of Marty was essentially him, right? It was somebody that knows
who
his
was
looks,
convinced that he would never find
anybody.
Right.
Yeah, something I have inside me. Women are not attracted to.
Could I do a line from Marty?
Will yeah, you? I've okay. never seen it.
This is a line from Marty, the story of a 34-year-old guy who is so unattractive that he's convinced he will never find romance. And then at a dance, he meets a girl
mm-hmm.
who is kind of like him, and they find romance. But here's a line from Marty. Ernest, I hope I do you justice. I don't do the voice, as you will see, of Ernest Borgnine. Who does? You can't. I can't really.
No.
I can
sort of
hear it.
I mean, he has a distinct
yeah.
voice.
But nobody
I'm,
does
no.
Ernest Borgnine. Sooner or later, there comes a point in a man's life when he's got to face some facts. And one fact I got to face, that whatever it is that women like, I ain't got it. What? I chased after enough girls in my life. I went to enough dances. I got hurt enough. I don't want to get hurt no more.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you so much.
Well, and his mother was so horrible.
Who,
oh,
Marty's
in the movie?
Mother?
In the movie.
You know that I've never seen Marty.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
I haven't
He won
either.
An Academy Award. He got paid $5,000 for it, and he won an Academy Award. I need to see that movie. The other thing he said that was interesting is in an interview in 1966, he says, if I had not won the Oscar, I don't think I would have had as much mess in my personal life. That the Oscar caused him to
yeah.
screw up his personal life. And I think
he got a lot more fame and he met the women
yes.
through that.
And it probably caused him to have a wandering eye. Guys, chicks that would never have looked at him mm-hmm. otherwise. All of a sudden he's in demand from producers and directors. And he says he blames winning the Oscar on letting him screw himself up and getting his head all on crooked. And he had some advice. And this to all young people out there who are ever told, give it up. You'd be better off to, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is. He was told by director Nick Ray years ago, quote, get out of Hollywood in 2 years or you'll be typecast forever. Get out.
Wow.
And it was after that he did Marty and his career was locked in. He was also, he beat up Frank Sinatra in From Here to Eternity.
Mm-hmm. I read that.
I never saw McHale's Navy.
Really?
No, me neither.
Never. I never watched it.
Oh, I
and
did.
I don't know why. You know, for some reason, when you're a kid, certain shows you lock onto and others, you see a little bit of it. I don't want to watch that show. I never watched Gilligan's Island. I never watched it. Wow. I never watched McHale's Navy. Never watched Hogan's Heroes. My father-in-law, my ex-father-in-law, late father-in-law's favorite show was Hogan's Heroes. I never watched it. So I never saw McHale's Navy, but Borgnine was in that. His real name, by the way, he was born Hermes Efron Borgnino. Probably a good idea to change
Italian,
a little
yeah.
bit to modify that.
I saw most of the Poseidon Adventure within the last year or two. I'd never seen that either.
Now,
Shelley Winters? Well,
yeah, Shelley
yeah.
Winters.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing I like about Ernie Borgnine. He gives hope to guys like me, you know, heavy guys, not great looking, no George Clooney-like guys. And the other thing is, I love this part. When he went in the Navy, Ernest Borgnine enlisted in the Navy. He served on a destroyer during World War II, and he went in 1935. When he went in, he weighed 135 pounds. When I went in the Army, I weighed 145. Okay, Borgnine weighed 135. When he got out of the Navy, he was in 10 years. He had gained 100 pounds.
Holy cow. Wow.
Now, usually people go on the service.
And they get real fit
yeah,
and trim.
Yeah.
I bet he was muscular. I bet a lot of it was.
Well, like me.
Like
muscular like
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Oh, solid. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get out of the Army, a basic train. I weigh 145. I have also gained 100 pounds. All right. So I relate to Ernie Borgnine. Rest in peace, Ernest Borgnine.
And he said the longevity
did,
of his
yeah.
life was...
Well, he did in an interview with Fox and Friends in 1991. And they interviewed...
No, he was 91. It was only four years
ago. Well, that's
right.
He was 91. And Peon called this to my attention. They asked him the secret to his long life. You know what he said? Masturbation. He said that... Seriously.
He does it a lot.
He does it a lot.
And
that
stress
he
level low and all that?
Sure.
I have got to reduce my stress level. So rest in peace, Ernest. That's not a joke. He actually said that.
I know.
Oh, boy. Roger Federer just won Wimbledon. Here's what I think is so interesting about Wimbledon is obviously, most people know, it's in England, and it's an English venue.
They wear all white, right?
Yes. He played against Andy Murray, who is British. They have not had a Brit win Wimbledon since 1936. And there's only been one British in the finals, even playing in the finals, since 1938. 2 years after the win, they had the guy who made it to the finals. Unbelievable.
Hasn't Andy Murray been in the finals a couple times?
I think so. He might have been. But Federer took it, and the people who were there, the British people, were hoping, oh, my God, maybe this is it. After all these years, 80 years or whatever. Federer took it. So it was a great match. Congratulations to Barney Frank. He's got a new husband. They got married. Barney Frank is 72. He married Jim Reddy. I'll bet he is ready.
Get ready.
42. Get ready, Jim. 42.
Get ready for Frank.
Congratulations. Get ready to take the Frank. So Barney Frank has a new husband or wife. I don't know which he is. And other than that, I'll save the rest for later. Tomorrow, I'll share this story with you. This guy holds the record, the world's record, for putting more miles on his car than anybody has ever put on a car. And if you think you can even begin to imagine how many miles it is, think again. You can't. And whoever is in second place is a distant second. This is an unbelievable story about a guy who's kept the same car since 1966, and we'll do that story tomorrow. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We've done this before, but Catherine, and I won't mention Catherine's last name, Catherine sent me an email. Catherine, yeah, I'm going to do this joke today. Thank you for sending it to me and reminding me of it. And it's appropriate, too, because I just got off an airplane yesterday and was glad to get off. This guy's on a plane coming into St. Louis, and there's a really, I mean, good-looking woman next to him. And on the flight back to St. Louis, you know how when you're next to a stranger, you usually say something. Eh, how's it going? Fine. Where are you from? You know, where are you going? You live in St. Louis? You're visiting St. Louis? And they start talking. And he tells her that her name is Tiffany and that she lives in St. Louis. She's returning home, coming back from a nymphomaniac convention. And he said, I'm sorry, what? And she says, a nymphomaniac, just what you think. I'm a nymphomaniac. And other nymphomaniacs and I get together once a year at a big convention. It was just held in Las Vegas. And I'm just coming back from that. He said, really? What do you do at the nymphomaniac convention? She said, well, we learn things about men. He said, like what? She said, well, for example, at this convention, we had guest speakers and other nymphomaniacs sharing their experiences, and we learned that through exhaustive research, we have found that Native American Indian men have the longest wieners. He said, no kidding. She said, yes. And Jewish men have the fattest wieners. Really? He said. She said, yes. And rednecks, hillbilly rednecks, have the most stamina in bed. He said, well, that is really interesting. So Native American Indian men have the longest ones. Jewish men have the thickest ones. And rednecks have the most stamina. She said, that's right. She said, I'm sorry I didn't get your name. He said, oh, forgive me. It's Goldstein. Tonto Goldstein, but my friends call me Bubba.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here is Bubba Weiland.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. Hey, not too bad on this afternoon on the highways. We're looking at eastbound 270 now. It's slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florist. And that's just a few little pockets. Northbound 170, that was slow 70 through Scudder. East, westbound 70, just a little bit off between 79 and T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270 is slow from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like we're flying east on 270. It looks like right before 367, we've got an accident, and it's blocking one of the lanes. So right now, we do have traffic back from Old Halls Ferry through 367. This traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. It's jackpot. It's Jackpot July from the Missouri Lottery. On Tuesdays and Fridays, you can get a free Powerball ticket with the purchase of a $5 Mega Millions ticket. It's okay to get excited. Play them both today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Please stay tuned to this important announcement. For those in danger of losing their home, American Foreclosure Services has a program for those who have fallen behind on their mortgage and are facing foreclosure. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. You may be in danger of being evicted. If you can no longer afford your mortgage, you may be eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program to save your home. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. The American Foreclosure Services program is available to those who are struggling with mortgage payments and want to save their home. Call now and ask for the American Foreclosure Services program to see if you qualify. Again, if you're behind on your mortgage payments, call to see if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program, 1-800-500-1929. That's 1-800-500-1929.
You know the problem with honey-do lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren, president of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again,
Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Do your back, hips, knees, or feet hurt? It's time to get new shoes and custom orthotics from Saliga Shoes. Founded in 1920, Saliga Shoes is a leader in therapeutic and comfort footwear. Saliga offers a variety of shoes for men and women in styles that look great and feel even better. Saliga board-certified pedorthists and therapeutic shoe fitters specialize in giving the personalized custom fit that allows you to walk pain-free. Saliga custom orthotics realign and rebalance the foot and ankle and deliver a renewed energy to the whole body. All Saliga orthotics are fabricated on-site to anatomically fit each foot, renewing the natural alignment and gait of healthy feet. So stop in today or make an appointment by calling 961-0110 for a free consultation. Call 961-0110 and take your first step towards a better life today. Saliga Shoes, 2530 South Brentwood, 1 mile south of Highway 4064, or check them out online at SaligaShoes.com.
Saliga Shoes, we make the sidewalk soft.
What do a metal buoy, charcoal, and a tripod have in common? Those are the three things that inspired George Stephen to invent the first Weber kettle in 1952. Weber continued the tradition in 1985 when they patented the flavorizer bar for gas grilling perfection. Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here to tell you that whether you prefer charcoal or the convenience of gas grilling, Weber makes a grill to fit your needs. So if you're going to treat yourself to a new grill this year, make it a Weber. A new Weber grill also makes a great gift for Dad. Oh, and Mom, too.
Thank you.
Stop by Schnars, buy a Weber grill, and we can even assemble and deliver it right to that special someone's front door. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 Or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Mama Gusto's Pizzeria, serving delicious pizza, homemade pastas, salads, and stromboli. Two locations to serve you in Lebanon, Illinois, and South City, Missouri. Family owned. Come see what Mom is cooking. Go to MamaGusto's.com.
That voice that was just on that commercial, was that Mike Dorsey? That was him.
That was him. There's a mark.
No, that's him.
I don't know if there's a mic.
We're going Southern California, courtesy of Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home. Do us a favor. Do not make a decision on who is going to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room without at least letting the folks at Thompson Price show you what they can do. That's all we ask. And then you make the decision from there. Just at least talk to them. Go to ThompsonPrice.com as we go to check in with Mike Evans.
I did. Now listen, here we go. Now if you're driving around St. Louis, what I want you to do is you look up. If you see a plane doing loop-de-loops, loop-de-loops, that's my homeboy, Tim Weiland, and he's doing loopsy-loops because he just got married to the lovely and talented Karen. Karen Venverlo, they got married. They went to Colorado. They saw the string cheese. They are the happiest couple in St. Louis, Missouri, and I just want to wish them all the very best of luck. They are the love nugget of the day.
Oh,
yeah, that's beautiful.
So beautiful.
Just the kind of man I am. All right. Congratulations again. Here we go. Pop quiz question. Which American Idol winner has the biggest selling single? Is it Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia, or Carrie Underwood?
Yeah,
I figured as much. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Of course, the big story here in Los Angeles is still the punk arse, Justin Bieber, being ticketed last week for speeding on the 101 freeway. At least 10 people called 911 to report his reckless driving, including an L.A. councilman. Several people reported that they were just missed by inches getting hit by him when he was driving over 100 miles an hour. He still continues to say that it really wasn't his fault because he was being chased by the paparazzi. It's like, what, the paparazzi had guns? He was worried he was going to get shot by or killed by them? I mean, he just doesn't get it. With that in mind, that mindset, good thing he didn't go 150 miles an hour.
What's amazing to me is since I've watched the news, I didn't even see this story here. Did you guys
here.
See it?
Just on TMZ.
Oh, on TMZ and stuff. Yeah,
but on the mainstream news, no. It's nothing.
Big story
nothing.
Here. I tell you what. He has become just a loudmouth, conceited, spoiled little punk.
Well, he's had everything handed to him since, what, 14 probably?
Well, it wasn't handed to him. I mean, he works
for it. No, I mean, he worked for it, but, I mean, it's, I mean,
and then the 911 call, the 911 call, he calls after he's been cited, and the police say, well, if you're harassing more, call us and let us know where you are, if you're being chased or whatever. So he calls, and disgusted with the 911 person, and she's trying to get information. She goes, what kind of car are you in? He goes, I'm in a Fisker. She goes, pardon me? He goes, a Fisker, F-I-S-K-E-R?
Yeah, like,
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Well, I do, but she's not going to know what that is. There's 10 of them in the whole world
or
something.
An attitude with a 911 operator? Come on, man.
Yeah.
I hear that Selena Gomez has also had just about enough of little Justin Bieber. Tomcat, by now you know that Tom and Katie have agreed to a divorce settlement. And is
it true?
The public statement made was so Tom could save face and that Scientology wouldn't look bad. Katie agreed not to say anything negative about Scientology as long as she got what she really wanted, majority custody.
Yeah, and this is another...
I will not apologize for who I am.
It's another example of how you never pay attention to the gossip media, because on at least a half dozen occasions, I heard these reporters say, get ready, folks, because this is going to be one nasty divorce. It's over.
That fast. Well, I tell you, Tom was getting killed in the PR war. This way, everybody just moves on. It's the smartest thing they could have done, because it could have turned into a real war. It really could have.
Yeah.
But as it turned out, it's the best thing for everybody. And last thing on Tomcat. How about OK Magazine peeing on themselves last week? In last week's OK Magazine, they had a picture of Katie and Suri in an airport with a huge caption. Katie and Suri rejoined Tom for his 50th birthday, July 3rd.
Hmm.
No, I don't think so, OK Magazine. Katie filed for divorce on June 30th. Believe me, Katie and Suri were not with him on his birthday on July 3rd.
Maybe that's why I've never heard of OK Magazine.
Yeah. It's fourth most read magazine in the country.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Wait a minute. Is that right?
It's like us.
It's like that In Touch.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's all those gossip mags.
Okay.
By the registers.
Scoop! Last weekend, Alec Baldwin met with friends asking their advice about running for mayor of New York City. I guess he's serious about it. Regarding the story of Mick Jagger and David Bowie having an affair... back in the 80s.
I hope it's true.
No, this is old news. I reported it back then, and I remember the time that it was reported. There were no denials. They just ignored the whole thing. There were pictures of them kissing and wearing lingerie.
Stop it.
Wow. Yeah.
I've got no pictures of us kissing, wearing lingerie together ever showed up, Frank Opie.
That's disgusting to even think about.
Yeah, a nice mental picture.
A lot of people have a big, disgusted look on their face.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
Well, there you go. In that case, we'll say, and finally.
Okay.
Which American Idol winner has the biggest selling single? Is it Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia, or Carrie Underwood?
Dina.
I'm going to go with Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly.
Yeah, I'll say Kelly.
I'm going to go with Carrie My Underwear.
Well, now that is disgusting.
Thank you.
That is disgusting. Skid marks and all. We don't need to be here.
Just threw up.
Land of 747 on that skid mark there.
Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, before he cheats, sold 3.5 million copies in 2006. However!
Uh-oh. And there's always a however in life.
Kelly Clarkson, What Doesn't Kill You, just passed it with 3.51 million. Kelly Clarkson is the correct response. Mark, Kevin, I'm all in one thing.
Trick answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He made it sound like one was the answer in it.
Mm-hmm.
That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. The average age of the people who go into the good feed stores is 45 to 64. That's the range, okay? So, 45 to 64, but there are a lot of younger people that go in there, and you know who they are? They're athletes a lot of times, whose feet take a pounding, and who aren't walking correctly. Maybe they're shifting their weight. So you get parents who will take their kids in, their soccer players or football players or baseball players, volleyball, whatever, because they've got their feet hurt, their ankles hurt, legs hurt. And sometimes, a lot of times, the answer is right there at the good feed stores. So any age person could very possibly find the relief at the good feed stores. The number one issue people go in with, and the number one, I guess, the thing they have given the most relief to of any single thing is plantar fasciitis. And I've had it, and when you get out of bed with it, anybody here ever had plantar fasciitis?
No, you step
out of bed, it's like you stepped onto, like somebody put a knife blade up from the floor up, and you step down on it. It is the sharpest, weirdest. What the heck? What was that?
I don't know.
Somebody's phone went off or something.
I thought it was on
silent. Go ahead. Tell everybody it was your fault.
It was my fault. I thought it was on silent.
What did the phone say? Can you tell us?
No.
Okay, I heard it, and I think maybe the audience might have heard it. At 6 o'clock, would you meet me in the spanking room?
Yes.
Okay, that's what happens when you do things like that. I will see you in the spanking room. So plantar fasciitis is real painful, and people will go and they can have surgery, and sometimes it works, I guess, and sometimes it doesn't, and then they can take medication and painkillers. But in many, many cases, the relief is in a simple insert, and that's what the Good Feet stores sell. They sell inserts. Now, if you've watched TV and you've seen these TV commercials for this off-the-rack insole place, it's really funny to me that obviously what they've done is they've tried to copy what Good Feet does. They go in now and they take an imprint of your foot. Ooh, and no, it's not the same. It's still off the rack. You still got about 5 or 6 choices. You select your number. No. The Good Feet Storage has over 300 different configurations of these inserts. So here's the deal. You have pain. It doesn't have to be coming from your foot. It could be in your legs, your back, your hips, your neck, your headaches. Give it a try. You know what you have to lose? About 30, 40 minutes in a Good Feet store. You don't need an appointment. You'll go in, and either you'll walk around in that store and go, ah, this is the relief I've been looking for, or not. And you'd be amazed at how many times it's ah. And maybe that's what will happen for you. You won't know till you try it. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, or just walk right on Olive Boulevard, west of 270, across from Friday's. South County on Union Road, across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here is Mr. Married Man Tim Weiland. Tim?
I'm going lava doing loops up here.
Are you?
Yeah. Hey, we've got two accidents to talk about. One is on westbound 70 between Mid River Small Drive and 79. That's off on the right shoulder, but you are backed up to Cave Springs. The other one is when police just now got with it. On the last report, there was eastbound 270, and that was right at 367. The left lane was blocked. You've got slow pockets from Lindbergh all the way out. Southbound 270 getting much better. It's just a little heavy now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
You can have McGraw any way you like.
I'm going to get down on both knees and pray that
you
I can stick to this.
You especially like the Bachelorette.
I'm giving it up for Lent.
Mac in the Morning.
Oh, you're not.
Weekdays at 6.
Really?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so you will not be hearing recaps from me on a daily basis.
Mac on Demand.
I don't believe it.
At KTRS.com.
How come no one believes me?
I just don't believe you. I don't think you can help yourself.
I trust me.
The McGraw Show. It's the Big 550 in KTRS.com.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
The label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS.
Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk. Metro Shooting Supplies is proud to present Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night and invite you to its grand opening July 13th, 14th, and 15th in Bridgeton at St. Charles Rock Road in Fifi.
Well, this has been, I hope you folks got to hear all of it. It was probably the best show we've ever done.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on.